WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Your daily dose of pep talk goodness. Your one-stop shop for conquering the day and, let's be real, surviving Monday through Friday. I'm Jackson Reed, your hype man, your accountability buddy, and the guy who always has your back, or at least my voice does. Now, listen up, because today we're tackling something that plagues us all staying focused. Ever feel like your brain is a squirrel on caffeine, darting between tasks faster than you can say multitasking? You know that feeling when you start a project with gusto and then BAM. Suddenly, the allure of a perfectly crafted cat meme becomes irresistible. Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you there's a way to reclaim your attention span, boost your productivity, and maybe even impress your boss with those game deliverables. And no, it doesn't involve locking yourself in a silent room for days on end, though that might work for some of us. Today, we're diving into the power of the Pomodoro technique. It's not about complicated rituals or ancient meditation practices, trust me, this one's simple and effective. Think of it as your brain's turbo boost. Imagine a timer ticking down, urging you to laser focus on one task for 25 glorious minutes. You power through, make amazing progress, and then, bam. Take a 5 minute break to stretch, grab a coffee, or daydream about that epification you're planning, but don't go down the rabbit hole of travel blogs. Then, rinse and repeat. Here are 5 key takeaways from this power trio: focus, work, and short breaks that will change your game. 1. Embrace the power of focus sprints. This isn't about marathon sessions. It's about concentrated bursts of energy where you give 100% to a single task. Think of it like sprinting in a race. You go all out for short intervals, and then you recover and recharge. Your brain needs that kind of fuel to perform at its best. 2. Stop multitasking madness. Let's face it, multitasking is often a myth. Our brains aren't wired to do multiple things well at the same time. What actually happens is we juggle tasks ineffectively, leading to stress and lower quality work. The Pomodoro technique encourages you to ditch that chaotic juggling act and focus on one thing at a time. 3. Breaks are your secret weapon. Those short 5 minute breaks aren't just about scrolling through social media, though let's be honest, sometimes they are. They're about giving your brain a chance to reset, recharge, and come back with renewed focus. Think of it as hitting the refresh button on your mental state. 4. Visualize your success. Before you start your 25 minute sprint, take a moment to visualize yourself crushing that task. See yourself working efficiently, feeling motivated, and making progress. Visualization is a powerful tool for setting the right mindset and boosting your performance. 5. Track your progress, celebrate wins. Use a timer, an app, or even a simple notepad to track your Pomodoro sessions. Seeing your progress visually can be incredibly motivating. When you complete a set of 4 sprints that's a solid hour, celebrate your accomplishment. It could be as simple as enjoying that delicious coffee you saved for yourself or taking a slightly longer break to recharge. Now imagine this. You're working on that important project, feeling the pressure mounting. But instead of succumbing to overwhelm, you remember the Pomodoro technique. You set the timer for 25 minutes, laser focus your attention on the task at hand, and knock it out of the park. Then you take a quick break, refresh your mind, and dive back in with renewed energy. See? Simple yet effective. Think about the time when you felt truly focused and productive. Maybe you were working on a creative project, writing an important email, or even just cleaning your house. Yes, sometimes it requires laser focus. What factors contributed to that feeling of deep concentration? Was it a quiet environment, a specific type of music, or maybe just the right mindset? Remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about experimenting with what works for you and finding strategies that help you maximize your focus and productivity. So, my friends, take charge of your attention span, 1 25-minute sprint at a time. Embrace the power of the Pomodoro technique, unleash your inner focus ninja, and watch your productivity soar. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little help staying on track. Together we can conquer the day. Until next time, stay focused, keep winning, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.